I worked extremely hard. In fact, my motto has become one that I got from Professor Richard Hackman, who was my thesis advisor as an undergrad here. And what he said, he's a phenomenal teacher, and what he says when he goes into a classroom is the following: prepare, 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 and then be spontaneous. So I followed his advice. You know, I read over my notes, I have all the notes written down, and then I can let go. So I prepare a lot. I have the hard work, not a problem. I have the passion. I love learning. It's the most important thing professionally in my life. But I lacked the third thing. I lacked optimism and I lacked confidence. And then I asked myself, so how can I raise this third component? Because it is an important component of well-being. Remember when the research on athletes, 56% of the variance is accounted for, of success is accounted for by the sense of optimism or belief in yourself. Remember the John Kotter study, 20 years longitudinal, looking at Harvard Business School graduates. One of the two components that differentiated the most successful from the rest, one of them was belief in themselves, confidence. It's an important component of success, and I lacked that. So what did I do? I went back and thought about what happened when I played squash or what my coaches used to teach me, and that was visualization.